I told you guys just keep learning in the Gemara because the next major sugyas that come up is Daf Yotes. That's what we're really gonna attack next, probably next week, Bez Hashem. But along the way, I figured maybe we'll do one or two little one-day topics along the way. And this one is a topic that's halacha lemaisa. We'll see how halacha lemaisa it is for you as opposed to your future wives or whatever, but this may be halacha lemaisa. The Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph mentions a number of halachos about going to a mikvah. So at first, you know, we seem to, our brains sometimes shut off when we hit taros issues because we're a little less familiar sometimes, for whatever reason, with taharos stuff than we are with other areas of Torah. But there are certain halachos that are mentioned here that may not, and also because taros and kachim typically we associate with something that we don't do anymore. It's not practiced anymore. That's why we all have a din of ameya aretz when it comes to taros, because it's just something that we don't put into practice. So we're not all that familiar. But there are certain parts of taharos that we do put into practice. You know, let's take, for instance, we discussed earlier in the year, I think, about Hilchas Nida, the famous discussion that Yosef Engel has, that why it is that, from the Kuzari, that why it is that we still have Nida. Nida is a din in Tumantara. Why should we have any issue of Nida nowadays? We're not worried about Tumantara at all. So Elamai, there's something about it that is still Nohig, for whatever reason. So we discussed that maybe it's not just Tumantara, it's Yisrof HaHeter, but some of the, because of that, mikvah is important to us still. Mikvos, the entire Misach's Mikvos is still very critical to us, even though we're not Nohig Tumantara, because we want to be able to live a normal family life, and in order to live a normal family life, liba dehilchasa, it's important that there be kasher mikvos. So one of the things that the Gemara mentions over here is that Amru, the Gemara on Tazayin Amar Aleph, about halfway down the page, the Gemara quoting from a Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos Yud Dalet Amar Aleph and a Mishnah Masecha Zavin, that Haba Rosh of Ruba B'mayim Shuvin, if a person bathes himself, he goes into a pool of water, the majority of his body goes into a pool of water, or Vitar Shenaflu Al Rosh of Al Rubo Shlosh Shalugin Mayim Shuvin, a tar person that takes a shower in Mayim Shuvin. Mayim Shuvin means water that was gotten in normal ways, that you pull it up from a well with a kli. It's not just natural rainwater that hits you, it's water that was drawn with a kli. So just regular water, you turn on the shower and you take a shower in three lug of mayim shuvin, tame. Such a person becomes tame. Wait a second, why in the world should perfectly clean, good, normal water take a tahar person, and because he showers in it, because he bathes in it, all of a sudden he's going to become tame? So Rashi says, Haba Rosh Verubo, Kishahu Tahar, if a guy is tahar and then he takes a bath, B'mayim Shu'uvim B'tocha Kli, a Kli is a bathtub, he gets into a bathtub that has Mayim Shu'uvim, he's tame L'truma Ad Sheyitbo. He's tame, he's not allowed it, Rashi has in a very key word, he's not allowed to eat truma until he goes to the mikvah again. Why? This is one of the Yurchas Davar. There are 18 Gzeros that are listed in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that they made. This is one of those Yurchas Gzeros. The Gemara over there says that that's where these Gzeros were passed, because they took a vote one day in the Beis Medrash. The Talmid Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing about these things. And the Beis Shammai looked around the Beis Medrash one day and did a quick head count and realized that they had the upper hand that day. Talmid Beis Shammai always had a smaller yeshiva. Beis Hillel had the bigger yeshiva. But the Beis Shammai had the smarter Talmidim. So the Beis Shammai always lost every vote because they were the smaller yeshiva. But one day in the Beis Medrash, for whatever reason, maybe there was a chasen in the Beis Hillel or something, so and the Beis Shammai guys weren't invited. And they looked around and they saw that the Beis Shammai outnumbered the Beis Hillel guys. So they said, let's quickly vote. So they shut the door, they took 18 votes, and Beis Shammai won 18 votes. So one of these things is Parakam Meshach Shabbos Mefarish my time in Gazrelei. The Gemara in Shabbos over there discusses why did they make this gezerah? Lefisha hayelahem ma'arus ruchim l'tvila, because they had these disgusting places. Our mikvahos, especially for women, when women go to the mikvah nowadays, they have beautiful marble and tile and everything is. They make it very nice. They try to make it as pleasant an experience as possible for what is inherently somewhat of an unpleasant experience. They try to make it as pleasant as possible. So they make it as nice as possible. They try to make them as beautiful as possible. But it wasn't always that way. It used to be like You ever been to the Ariz Mikvah? Yeah, you go into a cave and it's freezing cold, and it's like that's what a mikvah was. A mikvah was cold and dirty, and you know, that was a mikvah. You came out of a mikvah that was supposed to purify you and cleanse you, and you came out much dirtier than you were when you went in. So what? So what's the problem? So lachar tvila, hayurochtzim b'shuvin. So after they go to the mikvah, people would take a shower because they smelled and was disgusting. V'ischilu lomar lo elu matar ne elu matar. So a natural thing, people started to think. They're told, before you do this, you're tamei. Now you're pure. Now you go into that dirty water, you take a shower, and now you're tahar. So what would a normal person think? What's mitahir? What purifies a person? Normal person will think it's the shower that purifies him. It can't be that disgusting water, that cave water that purifies him. It's got to be the shower. So everyone assumed that it was the shower that was mitahir them. So the gazra lein. So they made a gzeira that not only that not only does it not mitahir you, but it's metame you. Yeshuv gazra al tar shenafel of shlosh lugin mayim shuvin di loha lo kaimaha. And then they said, not only if you go into a bath, but even if a tahar person who didn't just go to the mikvah, stam, regular guy, takes a shower, stame. He becomes tame just from taking a shower. Because if they didn't make that gezerah, the other gezerah wouldn't exist. So why was this gezerah made? We have to say that anyone who takes a shower, anyone who takes a bath, is tame because of this concern that people are going to think it's the other thing that's metame. So, simple question. Nowadays, a woman comes back from the mikvah. And let's say, now again, we said that our mikvahs are clean and nice, whatever, she's just not comfortable with it. She wants to shower again afterwards. She wants to clean herself again afterwards. Can she take a shower after the mikvah? So is it going to be a problem? So what would you say? Any rayas from here one way or the other? Meaning, do we still keep the... If this din means that any time you take a shower, you become tummy, so what is she accomplishing? She goes to the mikvah, then she takes a shower, she's vayt to tummy, she's going to be with her husband, she's going to be tummy. So does this din still apply? What do you think? Logically, sort of, you say no. Why not?
Because then, assuming that your wife showers every
day. Uh-huh, very good. If she showers regularly, forget about it. Assuming that a married person, which, by the way, I always include in the Chasen Shmuz, married men have to shower very frequently also. It's not just that you can't smell like whatever. Okay, but that's... Aside from the single guys should shower once in a while too. Chiddush, a double chiddush today. When you're married, you shower. When you're single, you should shower too. But assuming that your wife is doing her part and bathing herself once in a while, so then what? Every time she takes a shower, she's going to be asura lebaila. You can say such a thing that this shower is going to be metame person. It's going to ruin them. It doesn't seem logical. What do you mean, simadin? So you're giving another svara why he's right.
Meaning why he's wrong.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, so I'm not understanding.
Because, meaning, this is a bit in terms of tamatar, not in terms of the legal halacha stuff.
Yeah, but the whole reason she goes to the mikvah is just labayla. We don't care about her tamatara. She's going to make her... She's not eating truma anyway nowadays, right? So the whole issue is only labayla. So why not? So let her shower. Eino chinami. When she showers again, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma. We'll worry about it when
yeah,
we have truma.
So
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that, but that agree, meaning, right? So he's saying that this din shouldn't apply now. They should have no problem with a woman showering after the mikvah. Skip ahead a little bit to look at, just take a quick look at source number four for a second. Ula'achar atfila, this is the Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Reish Aleph, Si'if Ayin Hey. Yeah, it's a long chapter, Simin Reish Aleph. So in Si'if Ayin Hey, the Ramah writes, Ula'achar atfila b'mei mikvah k'sherim, after a woman goes into a kashra mikvah, muteres likanis l'merchatz k'desha t'chami matzma, she can go into a bathhouse to warm herself up, avalachzar v'lirchotz achar kach, yesh osrim, that Kufnun Aleph is a reference to one of the Nosei Kelim, yesh osrim. But there are some who say that it's usher to go bathe again afterwards. V'chei na'agu, says Raman, that's our minag, that she's not allowed to bathe again after the mikvah. So now we've got problems. Because everyone said it's most logical that this din should not apply anymore nowadays, because if this din does apply, why would we be mechalik between the woman right after going to the mikvah and stam, just bathing? Just anyone who's nafl of mayim shu'uvim, who bathes and becomes somebody. Rashi said, iloha lo kaimaha. One gezerah can't exist without the other, so how could we keep one of the gezerahs and not the other gezerah? That's problem number one. Problem number two is, let's assume we're going to keep this din, that lachzor v'lirchotz achakach, that she's not allowed to bathe after the mikvah, and let's assume it's only an issue of bathing after the mikvah. We're not going to keep the other part of the din that any time you bathe, you automatically become tameh, that it's only after the mikvah. How do you define after the mikvah? An hour later? 2 hours? That night? The next day? The rest of her life? What's called after? Anytime she bathes after the mikvah, we have this problem. She's going to become tameh. How long after? Rama doesn't say.
So while they're still she's wet, like let's say on her arm, she still has the mikvah water.
So well, she's still wet from the mikvah.
Yeah,
you're saying.
From the mikvah. So immediately. Immediately, basically, once her, let's say, I guess her hair would dry or her.
As long as there's some remnant of her original tevila.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, very possible, right? That makes sense. That lachar tevila is that someone's going to associate this washing with that washing, and they're going to say that this washing is really mitar. But once we can completely disassociate the two washings, so then we're going to be in the clear. Okay? Yeah, that's what you're going to say also? Okay. So that the Rama again doesn't leave all that clear. Also, would this apply to men also? So typically men don't have to go to the mikveh except for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. There's a minute quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the men go to the mikveh, but there's no din of going to the mikveh any other time. Mordechai left just in time. He's very makbid about going to the mikveh, and I think Erev Shabbos, I always see him walking from Rebbe. But let's assume that men don't go to the mikveh on every Erev Shabbos. Or let's assume for a second that men do go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. So a man goes to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. He's a chassid. Is he allowed to shower? So you let a shower after the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? Does it defeat the purpose? So what's the purpose of the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? Is it mitar you? Are you tummy? What kind of tumma is it mitar you from? So if a person is balkari, so it's mitar him from being a balkari, right? But other than that, you know, tumas meis is not going to help. You don't have paraduma. He's not a zav. We don't have ziva nowadays. So the Balkari is Mitarim. So let's say the guy's not a Balkari. So is there still a minute? Would Hasidim still go to the mikveh even if not a Balkari?
Spiritual elevation.
Right? Kedusha Yisera. That they go to the mikveh just stand because it's somehow gives you Kedusha. Does showering take away that also? Or is it only din in Tuma? That when you shower afterwards, it's din in Tuma. And people are going to say, oh, it's these waters that were matari, you're not the other waters. But we don't care what people are going to say about what spiritually elevates you, because that doesn't affect any halacha anyhow. So poskim, somewhat surprisingly, talk about this also, how we relate to this. Okay, so these are the questions. These are the questions we need to deal with. To get started, take a look at the Rambam. Sharav osatum perktes halacha. So the Rambam describes to us this isser of bathing after the mikvah. If a person takes a bath in regular water, or he takes a shower, he's considered a sheni l'tuma ad sheyitbol until he goes to the mikveh again. So he needs to go to the mikveh again. Right, we asked the question, if a guy goes to the mikveh on Friday, is he allowed to shower afterwards? Does that take away his kedusha? I mean, it would be the same issue over here. For a man that goes to the mikveh. So what's the minute? Do people shower afterwards? Yeah, a wild guess. Yeah, people some do. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so says the Rambam. So a guy takes a bath or a shower. So he's a sheni l'tum. If he touches food, it becomes a shlishi. What kind of food can become a shlishi? A little olive base of tumentar over here. Does any food become a shlishi? A regular food can only become a sheni. What can become a shlishi? Truma. Or chulin shnas altaris truma. Anything that you treat like truma. Or kachim. Kachim can become even up to a revi. V'imnaga b'mashkin t'mein asan t'chila l'tamei ochlim u'mashkin acherim. And if you touch liquids, you make them a rishon l'tuma. This is one of the strange tumas. Midra Rabbanan works backwards. That you can make something a more severe level of tuma than you are yourself. You're only a sheni, but you touch a liquid, the liquid becomes a rishon. Avalola tamikalim, but it can't be tamikalim. Fine. Umipreima gazru tuma aladam zeh. Why? Why would we have tuma for such a person? Because people who were tevul yom would go to the mikvah that had disgusting water, and then they would bathe in clean water, mikvah. People would start to think that it was the last water, the bathing, that really was matar you, not the may mikvah. Now he adds something Rashi didn't say. Meaning, the question is, so what? What do I care what people think is mitaring you? If there's a two-step process, bathe in disgusting waters and then take a shower. As long as everyone keeps doing that, they'll be fine. Who cares what they think is really mitaring you? So they get the wrong impression. They think the bath is mitaring you. So what? As long as they go to that disgusting cave first and then they take a bath, it's fine. So how did you understand Rashi? What's the problem? So I understood Rashi that the problem is that people are going to stop doing the first part. Right? Why get myself dirty? If it's the shower that's retiring me anyway, I'll just take a shower. Forget the first part. Why go to the cave? Ram doesn't seem to say that way. Vayutovlin bezilzel below kavana. Whoa, what's the problem? They're going to do it. They're going to go to the mikvah, but without kavana. Bezilzel. What does bezilzel mean? They're not going to think anything of it. So what? Let's say a woman gets shoved into the mikveh. She tahor? At the end of the day. So that happens to be an interesting discussion we showed him in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. If she, or not shoved in, let's not use that example. A woman goes into mikveh because it looks like a giant swimming pool. And she stam wants to go swimming. Is she tahar? Yes, absolutely she's tahar. So what? So people will go bezilzel below kavana. They'll be tahar anyway. What's the problem if they go below kavana? You know Rav Moshe's famous tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a din. There's an idea that a ben nida is considered to be pagul in some level. If a woman conceives a child while she is a nida, so the child is considered to be somewhat, his midos are not going to be the same. He's not going to be quite up to snuff, up to par with what you would hope for. That's such an idea the Gemara has. Not a mamzer, but whatever, issues. Someone asked Rav Moshe, a guy was dating a balas tshuva. Nothing wrong with that. Great tzaddik, she decided to be chozeres b'tshuva, right? So the guy said to Rav Moshe, she's wonderful. I love this girl. She's fantastic, great midos, very from everything. One little problem. She's a balas tshuva, so chances are, not just chances are, her mother never went to the mikvah in her life. So when she was conceived, her mother was a nida. So should I be worried about that? You're going to tell me, no, look at her midos, she's fine. But I'm worried that that's because she's such a strong person that she was able to overcome all of those natural inclinations to be evil. And instead, she's good. But maybe that's still in the genes, though. And when it passes on to the children are going to be evil, and I don't want evil children. So should I not marry her? So Rav Moshe says, nah, probably she went swimming by the beach, you know, before at some point in her life, and probably before this girl was conceived, the mother probably just went to the beach, went in the ocean, and probably became tar from the ocean. So don't worry, she probably wasn't conceived as a nida. It's a simon mufak, if she has good midos and she turned out so good, then mistama she wasn't a nida. So that's not the answer I would have got. I would have said, this isn't your cheshbon. You know, she's fine, that's it, you know. Rav Moshe said, no, mistama, she's not really the child of a nida. I would be chatzitza, mistama, when the mother went to the beach, she wore a bathing suit. Doesn't matter how skimpy bathing attire was at the time, it doesn't make a difference. Still a chatzitza, it's at least a mira makbir. Or probably this was the 50s or 60s, so at that time bathing suits were still a robe. So it was a robe of the body. Right, so maybe it was loose fitting and the water went in and whatever. So okay, so Mustama, she was mitaira herself. Where's the kavana? There's no kavana l'tvila. There's no kavana, big deal. She's still tahor anyway. So the Rambam seems to assume, though, that kavana is an issue. Now, he didn't say kavana is ma'akev. He just says that we don't want people doing this mitzvah below kavana. Now, there are two reasons why you might not want people going to the mikvah below kavana. One reason is because tevila is a mitzvah. And whenever you do a mitzvah is always supposed to be done with kavana. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And even if b'dieved we're going to say that it doesn't require kavana, l'chavchila at least it should require kavana. Okay, it's one argument to make. Then why should it work when it's done below kavana? Why does it work if mitzvah tzrichas kavana? We pass mitzvah tzrichas kavana, tzrichas kavana. So why should it work without kavana? So maybe tefillah is not a mitzvah. What's tefillah if it's not a mitzvah? Maybe it's just a matir. That in order to make her mutaris levayla, she needs to go to the mikveh. But it's not a mitzvah of tefillah. For instance, there's a discussion we showed in the Gemara. Tefillah bizmana mitzvah. If she has no need to make herself mutaris levayla, her husband is serving a tour of duty in Afghanistan for the next 6 months. Should she go to the mikveh on time? So if you hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah, so then yeah, she's got it's a mitzvah to go be tovel. She's got to the mikvah on time. If tefillah b'zman is the lav mitzvah, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah on time. It's only about being matir, her labaila. So when her husband's going to come home, unless he does one of those surprise visits, you know, that they always show. But if before her husband comes home, you know, then she'll go to the mikvah then. But she doesn't have to go to the mikvah on time. Okay, so number one, maybe you would want to require kavan if you hold tefillah as a mitzvah. Another reason, what other svara would you require kavana? Let's say tevila is not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. Why would the Rambam care about kavana? Why would kavana matter? So I think he gives it away with the other word he uses besides for kavana. Zilzel. What does it mean, zilzel?
It's like disgusting.
But so what? I'm doing it. If I'm going to the mikvah, what difference does it make what I think of going to the mikvah? It's like my kids always say, I don't want to do that. I'm like, I didn't ask you to want to do it, I asked you to do it. Right? So you do it. You don't have to, yeah, I'm that guy. So what? The zilzal, they're still doing it. What? It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to be excited about it. But I think there might be something even more. If you're mezalzal in it and you don't think it really matters so much, are you going to be so careful about chatzitas? Are you going to be so careful about making sure that all your hair is on there? Are you going to be careful about all the details? You don't think it really matters so much. So mezalzel means that you think this is, it's just like, it's just a hechsher for the shower, which is really mitiring me. The shower is going to be mitiring me because it's so clean. How do I show that the shower makes me clean by getting real good and dirty by going to this disgusting cave first? But does it matter how dirty I get? Does it matter how much I dip in? How much? So a person can be mezalzel the whole thing and it will affect their tefillah. It will affect what they actually do in the mikveh, maybe. Says the Rambam, "Ulficha gazru shekol shabar rosh of ruba ma'im shuv and oshenafel rosh of ruba nitma v'nasa ksheni l'tumah." So you take a shower, you take a bath, and clean regular ma'im shuv and become tummy. Afilu tar sheino tvul yom im nafel rosh of ruba shlosh lug ma'im shuv and oshabar rosh of ruba ma'im shuv and areza ksheni l'tumah shiitbal. Then he says the second gzera, even if you're tar, you're not a tvul yom, so you have no tumah that you're trying to recover from. Still, you're going to be tummy. Once you go to the mikvah after this, you don't need to wait till nightfall. Fine. These are all tumas midraban. So the Ram just explains again, the reason I'm highlighting this Rambam is that one line, which sounded to me a little different than Rashi. Even though Rashi really didn't say anything, I just always assumed that the problem is people are going to think that if the other waters are mitari, that they're not going to do the first waters. The Ram says, I'm not worried you're not going to do it. I'm worried either that you're not going to do it with kavana, or that you're not going to do it well because you're being mezalzel. Okay. So that's background number one to this issue. There is another halacha that the Gemara mentions over here that seems to not really work so well over here. The Gemara, right here, Ante Zayin Amar Alev, Balkeri Chola, the very next line, Balkeri Chola. You have a Balkeri. Balkeri is anyone who is Motzi Shechva Zareh, has a tumah of a Balkeri, whether through mutterways or usurways, right? Whether it was Zer Levatala or whether through an act of Tashmish with his wife. But he's Balkeri after he's Motzi Zera. So if you have a Balkeri as a Chola, Shenasal of Tishas Kavin Mayim, Tahar. Instead of going to the mikvah, he could take a shower in 9 kav of water. Says Rashi, Tahar Ledivrei Torah, De Ezra Tikin Tvila Lebalikari, and called him Shiasku B'Torah. He's Tahar Ledivrei Torah. What does Tahar Ledivrei Torah mean? So normally, what? So that's the way you would normally translate the Divrei Torah. So yeah, it's tricky over here. Over here it means to learn, because a Balkari, Ezra made a takana that someone who's a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. Now let's say brachos, learn Torah. So he's dafka, got the chassidim go to the mikvah before davening, before their seder, before anything, when they wake up, because in case they're a Balkari, right, they, in addition to the Tosefos Kedush and everything else, you could be makpir and takana Ezra, right? But a Balkari that takes a shower in Teskavin, that's good enough. So we're going to allow him to learn Torah even if he just took a shower in 9 kavin. So asks the Ritva a very simple question. You have this Balkari, he's a chole, he's tame. So what does he want to do? He's sick, he can't get to the mikvah. So he wants to take this long shower in 9 kavin. You know what happens when he takes a shower according to the Gemara we just read the line before? He becomes tame. So he's Balkari. He's real Tamei, Balkari. So he's going to do the 9 Kav in order to become Torah from that. And what's that going to do? It's going to be Tamei him. How does that work? The very thing which is Metayer him is Metamei him. Very difficult. So Zok the Ritva, source number 2. Harei Amru, Habar Rosh Rub Maim Shuvin, Vitar Shnafal Rosh Rub Gimel Rub Maim Shuvin, Tamei. Hada Amrina, Habar Rosh Rub Maim Shuvin, Tamei, Dafka B'Tamei Shetaval Amrina. When we say that if you go into a bath that you become tameh, that's only if you were tameh and went to the mikvah. She imbar rosh avrub maim shuvin b'shah sha'ala mitvila tameh. If at the time, in the sha'a that you're ola from tvila, that's when you take a bath, you become tameh. Aval tar shababim maim shuvin lo. But a tar person that takes a bath in maim shuvin does not become tameh. Di ilote mahachi ein lecha adam ba'olam tovel b'kli. Because if that were the case, no one would ever be able to go into a bathtub. But having 3 lugin poured on you, that's even if you were completely tahar. I frekt the Ritva v'kashalach imkein hechemrin the balkeri chol shnafel of teskav ma'im shuvin tahar. So first of all, let's just be clear what the Ritva said over here. He said that there are 2 different dinim. We mentioned 3 dinim in our Gemara so far. We mentioned that someone who takes a bath becomes Tameh. We mentioned that someone who has 3 lug poured on him becomes Tameh. And we mentioned that someone who's Tameh and sick can have 9 kavin poured on him and he'll become tar. Those are the 3 dinim. First, says the Ritva, din 1 and din 2 are not the same. Din 1 of taking a bath in Mayim Shuvim is different, it's a different kind of making you Tameh than when 3 lug of Mayim Shuvim get poured on you. How so? When you take a bath in Mayim Shu'uvin, you only become Tameh if you had just come out of the mikvah. When you have Mayim Shu'uvin poured on you, you even become Tameh if you didn't just get out of the mikvah. You become Tameh Stam. Whenever you shower in 9 Kavin, you're going to be in 3 Lugin, you're going to become Tameh Stam. That's the difference between Din 1 and Din 2. Now frek the Ritva. Once you accept din number 2, that taking that shower in 3 lugin is going to be metameh you, din number 3 makes no sense. Why? Because din number 3 says, take a shower in 9 kavin, and you know what it's going to do? It'll be metaher you. Well, which is it? Is it metameh or metaher? V'kash lachim keinech emrin d'balkeri chol shnof alav tes kavin mayim shuvin tahar. How can we say you're going to be tahar? We just said you can become tameh from a shower. Says the Ritva, you're not allowed to take a, not allowed, if you take a shower after going to the mikvah, stam, a Torah person takes a shower, he becomes tameh if he showers in 3 lug, but if he makes it a really long shower, 9 lug worth, 9 kavin worth, then he'll become tahar. So, all you got to do to avoid that kind of tumah, the second type of tumah that we were talking about, of just stam, a tahar person, how do we avoid it? Take a long shower. And then you have nothing to worry about. So how do we start the shir? We started the shir by saying that, wait a second, if we still keep these dinim, then we're in big trouble. Because any woman who has basic hygiene is going to constantly be making herself usher to her husband by showering. So maybe one way to solve this, if we were to still keep these dinim, is enough. If you just came out of a mikvah, so then ain't a chinami, you're going to be metami yourself. But if you didn't just come out of a mikvah, as long as you make it a longer shower, you'll be okay, according to the Ritva. If you didn't just come out of the mikvah, that second din, that when you didn't just come out of the mikvah, that you're going to become tummy when you shower, that's only if you shower a little bit. Take a big long shower and you're going to be good. Inami, says Ritva, second possibility. Taking this shower, the third din, that when you take a shower you become tar, you don't really become tar. It didn't really mean you become tar. You know what it meant? It meant you're allowed to learn Torah. You're still tameh. You're just allowed to learn Torah. The takana that Ezra made, is there really a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to learn Torah when you're tameh? Divrei Torah are not mekabel tumah. Can't be. That's the takana Ezra. It means when we forget the takana Ezra if you take a shower. That's all it means. But not that you actually become tahar from these nine kavim. Who holds that way? Like the second answer? That's Rashi. Rashi says explicitly, Rashi goes out of his way. Baal Keri Chol, tahar, says Rashi, live divrei Torah. You know what you're tahar for? For nothing else but the fact that you're allowed to learn. You're not actually tahar. So then it's no stira. Take the shower in Echnami, you become tameh, but at least you're allowed to learn. So that's what the shower will do for you. Inami, third answer, says the Ritva. Yishlamer deshaini hasam, kibun decholahu lo gazu be'rabanim. What does that mean? If a person is sick, so we say, okay, you don't have to go to the mikvah if you're a balkari and you're sick, just take this shower and it'll be mitame you. Aye, but we have a gezeira that a shower is mitame you. Not for sick people. For sick people will forget the gezeira. So it will be mitare you and not mitame you. Which is odd. Two people are tame. Or let's say two people, one tame, one tahar. They do exactly the same thing, according to this last answer of the Ritva. They do exactly the same thing. They both take showers. The one who is tame becomes tahar from the shower because he happened to have been ill. And the one who is tahar becomes tame from the shower because he wasn't ill, so he's subject to din number two in our Gemara. It would come out very weird. Meaning, that would be like the old paradumu question. Is it a mitahar or is it a mitame? How can it be mitahar the person who was sprinkled on, mitame the person who's doing this? This is even worse. You have two people doing the same. At least over there, one guy's doing one job, the other guy's doing the other job. Okay, so maybe when you do this makes even less sense. It would come out that it's ma'od muzar. It would be very, very, very strange. So these are the three approaches of the Ritva. Again, he has this basic fundamental problem that Imamish can't read the Gemara straight. The Gemara just doesn't read line to line. Because one line of the Gemara says you take a shower, makes you tameh, even if you were tahar before. The next line of the Gemara says if you're tameh, don't worry, take a shower, you'll become tahar. So three approaches. So again, approach number one, that the water that's mitar you is only a massive amount of water. And the water that's mitameh you is only a small amount of water. According to that approach, take a shower. For the first few minutes, you're becoming tameh. And then as you stay in longer, it's being mitahir you. It's a little weird also. Same water. At the beginning, it makes it, it's like when you, if you think of a physical, like imagery of this. You know, sometimes when the pipes are rusty, so you turn on the water, the first bit that comes out is like brown. And then, like the hotels where we go on the Shabbaton, you know? It comes out brown, and then after a while it comes out clear. So in the spiritual level, the first word is mitame, and then slowly but surely will be mitare you as more and more comes out. Then the second answer is that it's not mitare you at all. Let me just phrase it this way. You have a stira between din 1 and din number 2. You could either say din number 1 is lav dafka, din number 2 is lav dafka, or that one is talking in one instance, the other is talking in the other instance. Answer number 2 of the Ritva is that din number 2 is lav dafka. It doesn't mean Torah. It says Torah, it doesn't really mean it. It's just joking. Just kidding. It just means you're allowed to learn Torah. And answer number 3 is din number 2 is dafka. Din number 3 is dafka, meaning the third din in our Gemara is literal, but it's only on it's only a special kula that we have for a chol. It's an exception. The Gemara is mentioning it as an exception to halacha number 2. Halacha number 2 is your shower, it makes you tameh. So the exception to that rule is halacha number 3. Good. Now let's get to halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa. Person goes to the mikveh. can they take a shower afterwards? So we saw what the Rama said. The Rama said our minhag is to be machmir. Now what would Rashi say? A guy goes to the mikvah or bathes. Rashi says tameh. What's Rashi's first word after the word tameh? Litruma, which is another way of saying, don't worry about it nowadays. We don't have to be Torah for Truma, Labaila, any of that stuff, don't worry about it. This is a din about Truma, not a din about us. But the Rama said that our minig is to be Machmir, Hachinagu, that our minig is to be Machmir. So says the Bir Agra on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 5 over here. Where does this come from? Parakam de Shabbos Yudal Ramar Alpha, Abar Rosha, Vachule, Shabbatil, Vachule, Lo Eilu Matar, Ne Le Eilu Matar, and he goes through the whole thing about how people are going to think that it's the clean waters that are Matar you and not the dirty waters. Mashenkin Lazia, Aval Kvar Cholko Lov, Digzera de Shamein Oval Litruma, Sheetami Litruma Midivri Sofrim. Says everyone agrees and disagrees with this Ramah, because that Gzera is clearly only about Truma. This is a dinder rabbanan about truma. Avol tefilaso also lo af l'truma. Shemeshah kayem in yamim in tzar achar v'shemesh v'chein tar v'chulei. The tefila, he goes on to say, actually does something for you, even if you bathed afterwards. It's not like you're back to square one. Because, and this we saw in Rashi also. Now what if a guy on Monday morning goes to the mikvah, then he takes a shower Monday afternoon. What does he need to do in order to become tahar? So if the guy never went to the mikveh in the first place, normally in order to become tahor, you go to the mikveh and you wait for a harav shemesh. You have to wait till nightfall. But if a guy went to the mikveh and then had his harav shemesh and then took a shower, does he have to wait for harav shemesh? Does he have to go to the mikveh again and then wait for another harav shemesh, wait for another sunset? No, that's at least the first tefillah got you that you don't have to wait for another harav shemesh. The bottom line is we have machlokas Rama and the Bir Agra whether we have to be makpid about this nowadays. Says Rav Moshe, how are we going to paskin? Do we have any raya one way or the other? Rav Moshe Yerdeichel Beisim and Sadivav. Maybe we'll get a little more into this tomorrow, but we'll at least to the first paragraph now. Says Rav Moshe, Hine mashkas v'rama, sof sim reish aleph. Diyesh osrim. This is the last place. Diyesh osrim lachzor v'lirchot zarchakach. That the Rama says that some people say you're not allowed to bathe afterwards. V'umeyam Mordechai perik beis de shvus. This is based on the Mordechai that a lot of people criticize girls who shower after they go to the mikvah. Says that idea that a woman is not allowed to shower after going to the mikvah, it's a das yachid. Shekarov be'inov da'afilu l'chadchilo yicholo lirchotz basar tevila li'alter. More likely, she's allowed to go bathe right away after the mikvah. The gzeira is a rak l'truma, because the gzeira was only made for truma. Kumfurish rasnis and sovzavim b'shabas taf yud gimel. The inyan gzeira hu kepirish Rashi. What's the point of this gzeira? As Rashi says at b'shabas, shemayim shuv in yitmu adam shetav l'kvar lifsol truma ubal l'chulin hu ayin sham. That the mayim shuvin will make her puzzle for Rashi said truma. The husband is not truma, the husband is chulin. So, the husband's neither. The husband, it means the husband's not truma. It's not an issue of truma. V'u muchrach mehad gazru gam tar shenaflil of gimel mayim shuvin. He says, I'll prove to you that it's only about truma. What's the raya that the gra is right, that the rama is wrong? If let's say you have a tar person, that gimel lugan of mayim shuvin fell on the person, so the, what did the rabbanan say? Tame. They made a gzera that he's tame. Why? Mishum di lo ha lo kaimaha. Because if we don't have that gzera, we're never going to keep the other gzera. Shu shaykh raklinina gzera, shemayim shuvin yitmu adam, diyomru, maishna hani mehani, kidipirish rashi asam. Avl imhaya ze gzera al hatvila, lo haya shaykh ligzar al tar shenafel of gimelugin, mayim, de enu me inyana de tvila klal. Says Rav Moshe, there's another way to phrase this discussion. Is it about truma or is it about baila? Says, the way to phrase it is this a din in the tevila, or is it a din in the person? Is the gzeira that the tevila is invalidated because of what you did afterwards, or it's a new tuma that the chacham more goes there on the person? If it's a new tuma the chacham more goes there on the person, they clearly only did it for truma purposes. But if what motivated the chacham to make the gzera was truma, but the way they made the gzera, the mechanics of the gzera were, your tevila didn't work, well then what does that do? If her tevila didn't work, she's not going to be allowed to be with her husband because her tevila didn't work. So says Rav Moshe, there are two ways to look at this gzera. Either the gzera is, the tevila worked, you're fine, you're tahar. Elamai, we're worried about truma, so you know what? We're going to make a new tuma on you. After your tahar from your original tuma, you go shower, we'll make a new tuma on you. Or we could say, no, it's not that it's a new tuma. When you shower, it's like you washed off the effects of the mikvah. Chassidim talk like this about showering on Friday. Some of the Chassidic Sfarim talk about that, not to dry yourself off, not to take away the effects of the mikvah. It's like washing off the effects of the mikvah. And the mikvah didn't work for you. It wasn't mitar you. L'may nafka mina, which way they made the gzera, that the mikvah didn't work for you or it did work for you, but which just goes her own tumma, can she be with her husband now? If the mikvah didn't work for her, she didn't have a tefillah, she can't be with her husband. But if the mitzvah worked for her, we just added on, oh no, now you're going to be tamei, a new tuma, litruma, well then she can be with her husband. Says Rav Moshe, it's a dover pashut, that the mitzvah works and that it's a new tuma. How do I know? Because we compare this to the gzera of a regular plain tahar person that never went to the mitzvah, just tahar, never had any tuma, that has shlosh alugun mayim shuvim. And what do we say about that person? Tamei. So what's that gzera? That gzera is that a tefillah didn't work? There was no tefillah. The whole gzera must be a new tuma. And the Gemara links those two gzeras. Iloha lo kaimaha. These gzeras are associated with each other. So if the nature of this gzera is that it's a new tuma, the nature of the other gzera must be that it's a new tuma, and therefore it's only l'truma and not l'baila. So that's Ramosha's raya, that the Gra is right, and that the Ramah, that we would not hold like this Ramah. Alright, we'll stop there. For anyone who can stick around, we'll do a 10-minute non-halacha. Okay.